the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to...
Oh, God, Sarah, you have to have... Okay, sorry.
Monday's podcast. You made a comment in today's show, I should pick up some of the slack, and I'm prepared to do that on one condition.
Sure.
Name change. The Scotty McDonald Show with Those Two Girls.
I mean, we can give you that for the next 4 days.
Great. Done. Done deal. I'm in for it. Please enjoy the best parts of the Scotty McDonald Show with Those Two Girls.
Those Two Girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, lift it up a little bit, Lazy. Big weekend.
I'm sorry. Yes, huge weekend, actually. Just, you know, some good family fun,
I didn't ask
Sarah.
For details.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, moving on from not wanting any details of my life. Have you ever eaten at Taco Bell?
Never.
Ever.
No, to me, it's like an American fairy tale.
Heard of it. But it exists in Australia.
Does it?
Didn't you know that?
No, I did not know that. Where?
I think
lots of places in Sydney.
Is it? I thought it was only in southeast Queensland they had it.
No, I'm sure they have them in Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we should have probably researched that before I'm about to tell you this. In America, where Taco Bell hails from originally, they are just about to open a brand new Taco Bell resort.
Okay. Oh. So I ask you, though, why?
I want to know that too. Now, if you're lucky, you can rest your head on one of their hot sauce-inspired packet pillows for the cool amount of $169 a night, which to me is an absolute rort.
I mean, imagine the tacos you could eat for $169 rather than sleeping in a hotel. This is a gimmick.
One of the activities is also getting taco-inspired nail art.
Oh, no.
Which just
say it
really
isn't so.
Denotes the type of person who's going to be making a reservation there. It's going to be located in Palm Springs, California, and it is open only for a limited time. So there is an element of gimmick in there.
I mean, Taco Bell Hotel. If you had to open a hotel based on a food, what would it be?
Hold on,
I'd be the Caramello Koala Hotel, and I'd lie on a Caramello Koala packet, and I'd wrap myself in packet sheets, and I'd just eat them in bed. In fact, that sounds like my current bedroom.
It'd be sticky, Sarah. I don't like that. Anyway, the decor is magnificent. It's just like mustard and tomato sauce coloured with...
It's with a bit of mint
really
thrown
quite
in.
Awful.
Yeah, no, I'm not down with the Taco Bell Hotel. It's not somewhere that I'd be handing my hard-earned cash over to stay in.
The thing is that Taco Bell has a huge, like, cult following in the States.
Yeah.
Huge. So people will book in.
Would you stay there, Scott?
No. No, I'm... I would not. I was going to say the place I'd stay would be like a... Penang curry Thai food hotel, but then I realised I could probably actually just go to the country and stay in any hotel there.
That's a very good point. Anyway, there you go.
Heads up before I fire this song off. There are 4 Taco Bell locations in Australia.
Thank you.
All of them in Queensland. It's Those Two Girls. Yeah. Morning.
I've got a bit of a confession to make, and I think it's that I'm developing an unhealthy obsession with renovation shows. So they're primarily on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking Love It or List It, House Hunters International is a perfect, is a personal favourite.
It's the Fixer Lifestyle
Upper,
Channels.
Open that... Homes Australia, yeah. Texas Flip and Move.
That's a goodie.
And don't get me started on all the log cabin renovation shows.
Zombie House is a good one too.
I haven't partaken in that one, I'll add it on my list.
Zombie House is when they buy absolute rundown decrepit, like they're being sold for an absolute bargain because there's pretty much nothing left to them, and then they turn them.
Oh.
They turn it around, Sarah.
I just think it's so interesting how creative people can be with their homes.
Well, I like that people are really thinking outside the box when it comes to putting a roof over their themselves. Mm. And there's a bloke actually in Minnesota. That's in the north of the US. Mm. And he has, get this, he's purchased a monorail.
Right.
His house. So there's a zoo in Minnesota who used to have a monorail. It used to have a monorail that went above all the giraffes and the baboons and the orangutans. They're nearly dead. Did you know there's nearly no orangutans in the world?
Oh my God.
Anyway. And they decided, Minnesota Zoo decided that they didn't need the monorail anymore. This bloke swoops in, buys it for $1,000.
Okay, that's a bargain.
It's a, yeah, it's a six-carriage monorail. That's pretty massive.
Yeah.
$1,000. Look, it cost him $5,000 to get it craned out of there.
Postage and handling gets you every time.
I leave it in
my car when I see I have to pay for postage.
I mean, why don't they just say free postage?
Just make it $6,000 free postage.
Correct.
That's
free
still
postage.
A bargain in my mind.
So he got it craned out of the zoo and plopped it on a mate's property. Okay, which so you need a big. This is the one
well, you
problem.
Do. This
you
isn't
need
really
a big.
A tiny house movement. This one is.
Well,
it?
They live in it now. So basically, he's got one carriage, and his five other mates have the other carriages, and they've turned it into a home. They've even got a lovely little deck off the front of it.
And his five. So it sounds like a little monorail commune.
It is a little monorail. He has said though that the raccoons have figured out how to open the doors, and he said it's a real fight to get them out.
I mean, that's a hazard, I suppose. Did the raccoons come from the zoo? When they plonked it down in the mate's paddock, were there a few?
Raccoons are dangerous, aren't they? Their claws?
Oh, yeah. And they're angry as well.
They're angry. Although, how
Only
much...
Only if you don't let them inside.
How much would you want to see a raccoon opening a monorail door? Like, I really want to see that.
Yeah, do you reckon they use the little hands?
They have little hands and little opposable thumbs to open large monorail doors.
I mean,
doors.
We could go down the raccoon track because there are so many pictures of raccoons at back doors in America and they look so cute. I'd let one in.
Wow.
I'd let one in.
Anyway, so that's a tiny house for you.
Well, it is, but there's no television show about monorail, is there?
Well, I would
think
watch
they should
it.
Turn into the, yeah, as long as the raccoons are hosting the show, then it's a good one.
But wouldn't that be amazing? I love, when I was little, Sarah, when I was...
It does kind of sound like glamping though, doesn't it?
It's exactly that. When I was a wee little girl, I had big dreams about living like Robinson Crusoe. I think every child has had a dream of living in a treehouse, being, no, not you.
No.
Like being on a deserted island and
no,
having to make
not.
A treehouse and you'd have pulley systems, a little bucket and a pulley system down to the ground and someone would put a banana in there and then you'd pulley. No, just me?
Yeah.
Just me on the Robinson Crusoe fantasy.
For real, yeah.
There'd always be a raccoon in
there
it.
There was
though.
A raccoon in a bucket too and then I'd pulley him up.
Those two girls.
Sarah, I've got a big existential question to ask of you and of our listeners following something that happened to me on Friday. I want to know, does it actually signify good luck if a bird poos on you? There's an old wives' tale. Is that what you would call it or like a
well,
a superstition?
I think there are cultural superstitions that when a bird drops its dropping on you, that's good. Good sleeps.
Did you get pooed on Friday?
I got pooed on Friday.
Yeah, right.
This is how it went down. I was out watching my son at Zones Athletics, which is like a inter-school sprint high jump shot put competition. Okay, I was there
athletics.
Most of the day. Athletics will yeah. cover everything I've just said. And right before the final race of the day, the big one, the 100-metre circular relay, the one that our school had been training for, they had a cracker of a team, Sarah, four runners, 100-metre each, baton pass, the works. There's a lot involved in a circular relay. There's a lot of technique. There's a lot of... There is. I mean, did you know that...
Side note, these kids are nine.
Did you know that with the baton pass, you cannot look behind? Remember back in our day, you'd look behind? Oh, you didn't ever run? Did
I
you not run?
I was never in the circular okay. relay
Sorry,
team.
Sorry, are we talking about bird
yeah,
pooing?
Yeah, let me get to that. I okay. want to say that it's very interesting. When I used to run the circular relay and you did the baton pass, you could look behind you. You'd twist your arm and you'd look behind you as your partner was passing you the baton. No longer.
Okay.
No longer. They must look forward. There are so many rules and regulations now. Anyway, I digress. Here I am, mother of the year, sitting on the sidelines. And I'm right up the front and I'm looking at our team and I'm looking at my boy, Remy. And I said, you boys have got this. This is it. This is you're taking it out. Number one, they get into position and from the heavens, a bird pooed on my right forearm. The yellowest of yellows, Sarah. A big splotch right on my forearm. It was fluorescent in colour. And I just went, oh, dear. And I thought, this is it. They're going to win it. They're going to win it. Yeah. Wait, the bird has spoken.
Before we get to whether it was true or not, did you go, oh gosh, they're going to win it? Or did you do like Elise playing the one word song game on Friday? Oh gosh!
No.
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you do get pooed on, it is unexpected. It is annoying. You're thinking about cleaning it up, which is why I think somewhere centuries ago, the people just went, you know what it means? It means it's good luck. It just turns a negative situation on its head, and it's supposed to be good karma. So it doesn't have to be you. It can be your car, your property, whatever.
Anything. You know what was remarkable about it, other than its colour?
I mean, I can't wait to hear
more. Its iridescent yellow colour. It was cold. It was a cold bird poo. I thought it would come out of the warm.
See, that's the thing. If it was a hot bird poo, it would have meant a totally different thing.
Wait, so did they win?
Well, hold on. I want to ask people first before I do the big reveal.
Okay.
I want you to call in on 13 10 60. Did a bird poo on you and was it good luck?
Because isn't it supposed to be exceptional luck if you get pooed on your wedding day? Right? Again, the only thing I can think of is that you're in a white dress. And it's the only thing that can comfort someone who's spent a hell of a lot of money on a frock and a bird has dropped its guts on it.
Some bird poo is white. So in the instance of getting pooed on your wedding day, that could work. But my bird was yellow.
Old bird poo. Or, you know, that's all. But all fresh out of the bowel bird poo has a tinge.
Well, mine was remarkable. I've taken a colour swatch. I'm taking it to Bunnings
on
the weekend because I wanted it.
13, 10, 60. Have you been pooed on by a bird and was it good luck? You haven't revealed if the bird that pooed on you was good luck, Lee.
Well, because a bird did poo on me on Friday afternoon just before my son ran the 100-metre circular relay, the final race of Zones Athletics Day. It was a very big moment. The bird pooed on me and I thought, dear God, what does this mean? Will they win it? Will they lose it?
Well, straight away, you went back to the superstition that is a bird pooing on you means good luck. Was it good luck?
Well, I called you straight away, actually. I texted you and I said, I've just been
pooed on.
Defecated on.
And that's when I thought, we're in too much contact with each other. I was going along my Friday, all tickety-boo, all nice. And then I got that message. Yes.
Before we go to our callers and for them to tell us whether it was good luck for them or not, I will tell you that our team did win the circular relay. However, plot twist, they were then disqualified.
So flipping bird poo is good luck on its head is Lee's. It's actually bad luck in your case.
Well, they were disqualified because of 1 foot into the next lane. I mean, these are 9-year-old children. For the love of God, let them just run. Run, Forrest, run. Don't worry about the baton change. Don't worry about I'm incensed.
Oh, we can tell.
All right, Melissa on 13 10 60. Did a bird poo on you and was it good luck?
Melissa, are you there?
Yeah.
Did a bird poo on you?
A bird has pooed on me multiple times.
And good luck or bad luck?
Never good luck. Uh-huh. Twice it happened in 1 week when I was in high school, and I was very conscious of looking for the good luck. It didn't happen.
So did something bad happen following the bird defecation?
No, can't say it was bad, but I have to be fair, one of the times I was inside a classroom when the bird got me.
Oh,
wow. You've got a target on your back.
That's one hell of an angle that bird's flying at. But that's, okay, so bad luck for Melissa.
I once got pooed on by a rosella at a zoo. I'd gone along for a family trip and the rosella came out like a tube of toothpaste just on me. And I thought I started looking for the good luck too. Then I went to the monkey enclosure and a monkey pooed on me from outside the cage. So I would hasten to say it's not always good luck.
I'm prepared to say it's not good luck. No one has reported a good luck story after
being... it's a terrible thing that happens and you tell yourself this good luck spiel to make yourself feel a bit better.
But that superstition has come from somewhere. Not people just haven't made it up. There's got to be a source to it.
Yeah, I've got here it's an old Turkish superstition and many other cultures around the world.
But something must have happened. The origin of it means that something extraordinary happened to some king who got pooed on.
I mean, for goodness sake, if there are any birds out there listening today, can you just take another poo on Lee's and hopefully something good will happen to it. Overnight, we've woken to the wonderful news that tennis player Ash Barty is the world number one, the first Aussie to do so since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley won in 1976, right?
Female. Leighton Hewitt was the last Australian to be world number one.
That's what we meant.
Hey, lady. I'm just trying to help you. You don't want to be the fake news media.
You know what?
No, we
don't. It escalated quickly, and that's what I like. Well, I like a fast result.
That's right. This year, she was just gunning to be in the top 10.
Now she's taken it out number one. She needs to be renamed, Sarah. We said that.
We're all so proud of her. We're embracing her. She's humble.
We're celebrating.
She's talented. And I think there should be a special song that's just for Ash.
Yes, and renaming her.
I've got an idea.
I've got something to tell you. I've got news for you. Gonna put some serves in motion. Get ready, cause she's coming through, coming through, coming through. Hey now, hear what I say now. Ash Barty has hit the number one ranking, ranking. She's really banking more money than you. The Barty bus is coming and everybody's jumping. Brisbane to the French Open, her opponents will be moping. The tennis courts are flipping, the rackets are a-gripping.
So if you love Ash Barty, hooray, let's have a party.
We like to Barty. We like to Barty.
We like to Barty.
We like to Barty.
We like to Barty.
We like to Barty.
Lots of rehearsal of that one, I see.
Look, it could do with a bit of work, but the bones are there.
You know what? I realise that the timbre of my voice does not lend itself well to Venga Boy's tones. Like, if we could take it down an octave, I'd be happy. Because I've got a deeper,
in case
you hadn't noticed.
We know. The funny thing is when we do those songs, I'll start singing and Lisa will go, no, Sarah, like this. I've got something to tell ya. Okay, you take it.
Anyway, that's an earworm for all of you listening. You'll be singing that for the rest of the week.
Well done. We're very proud of you.
That's it. Is the show over now?
No, we have to keep talking for at least another 60 seconds.
Wowzers.
Otherwise, producer Aaron and I will spend the day with emails in our inbox.
Let's play the song again.
Saying...
As it was, I was hoping it was ending but soon, and I sang it.
Honestly, that is going to be in everybody's head. Will the Venga Boys come after us? Is it problematic in the legal space?
What?
Are the Venga Boys litigious? 13, 10, 60.
Have you been sued by a Venga Boy?
Did a bird poo on you and then you got sued by a Venga Boy?
That's what it'll mean. The bird pooing on me was bad luck and it meant that the Venga Boys are coming after us for ripping off their song, Sarah. I knew it!
That was an excellent 60 seconds of fill.
That's enough.
That's our round out music.
To be honest, we're still finishing earlier. There'll be a lot of people.
Well, Scotty,
very angry about
you know
this.
What? There's three people in this bloody studio. You pick up some slack. I'm looking at a shoe website. Trying to pick a pair out, Sarah.
I know. I've bought some boots and I've made a bad choice. So if you've wondered if we've been a bit off in the show, we've been shopping.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
We hope you enjoyed the best of the show. You know what?
Coming back to our overarching issue. Come on, if you want your name in the
whereby
title.
You're expected to work for 55 minutes a day, and even in that time, you find yourself
all right,
online
let's talk
shopping.
Let's talk about how it feels to go on a roller coaster as a grown up.
Okay.
Doesn't feel good.
Do you just mean this show? Or an actual roller
an
coaster?
Actual,
you were at Dreamworld
literal,
on the weekend.
Yes, I was at Dreamworld on the weekend. And it's difficult.
Did you just ask her if she paid to go?
I did pay, although I would know how to get in for free. I'm sure I could figure a way out. No, it was Emergency Services Homegrown Heroes Month, which means that if you work in the emergency services in the state of Queensland during the month of June, they give those people free entry and then three of their family members 50% off.
This isn't like the time you lied to vote early and claimed you're in the emergency services, was it?
No, yeah, you've got to show an ID. And also, I'm not in the emergency services. Dane is. So it was legit.
Right.
And we also went with his sister and her family because she's an ambulance officer.
I mean, they're so kind and helpful. Yes. How did you end up in their family?
I feel like Dane does all, like wins all the karma points.
He does. He really does. It's annoying.
Yeah, he's a really nice man.
Okay. The boys, are they nice boys, or they all picked up your side, kind of skipping high school classes and
no,
that sort of thing?
They're good. They're good kids.
Robbing movie cinemas.
They're good kids. Maxie was pleased that he'd grown a few centimetres. So
he could get on the rides.
He could go into the next level rides, because the previous time we'd gone, he could only go on, you know, the boring ones. Mm. And we were like, Maxie, see ya. Kidding.
You just kind of left him to supervise himself as you were on the giant drop.
But now he could come on some fun ones with us. But I still, I'm very anxious on those big rides. I don't like that feeling beforehand. Like I check the harness 5 times and I'm so scared and I just hold on to one of the kids' limbs in case that a carriage opens and I have to hold them with my superhuman strength. That's what goes through my mind.
That's why she does Pilates, actually.
Do you hold on to your favourite? Is that kind of the
thing? Dane will have one, so that child is safe. Because if a carriage opens, Dane's got it.
Yeah, actually, if you're going to ride a roller coaster, you want to be sitting smack bang next to Dane.
Any of the Carlaw family, because they're good people.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a great day. It was a great day. It's so much fun to be had. There you go.
I weeded the garden.
I saw, before we move on.
I needed to take anti-inflammatories because my back was so sore from bending over all day.
I saw.
Picking out bloody nut grass.
Before we wrap this podcast up, I noted that you've taught your children to do chores.
Yeah.
You put up that Instagram story of them cleaning the bathroom.
Yes. Yes.
What a win.
My youngest had the day off school. She had conjunctivitis. So I said, you can work. Here's the Windex.
Remember the last time she needed a day off school and you said, well, you'll have to come into work with me. And she said, actually, I want to go to school. Should we take that personally or how did that land?
That was funny. Yep.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, everyone.
Bye.
Tickety-boo, off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.